first question is, as a tenant, do I have to continue to pay rent if my rental unit was destroyed by the fire? The answer to that is no. So if your rental unit was destroyed by the fire, you do not have to continue to pay rent.
A related question, as a tenant, if my rental unit was destroyed by the fire, does the landlord have to return my security deposit? Well, absolutely, Jarvis said. But unfortunately, that's pretty much where the crystal clear answers ended.
So, as a tenant, can I terminate my lease if my rental unit was damaged by the fire? This is a question that often comes up, and the answer, unfortunately, is no. If your rental unit was damaged, but it was not destroyed, you generally can't just uniformly decide to terminate your lease. It goes back to the conversation of the landlord's right versus the landlord's obligation to repair. The one time you can terminate your lease is if your landlord chooses not to repair it or does not repair it within a reasonable amount of time. Both of those are violations of the law, and you can then at that point terminate the lease.
The tricky part there, as Jarvis alluded to, is that the landlord has a right to repair the unit, but not an obligation to do so. Another difficult question, what is repair in a reasonable amount of time? As we move into a time in the county where home repair specialists are going to be in high demand and materials and labor are expected to be more expensive for the foreseeable future. Here's one that really hurts people whose belongings were destroyed, but who may not have been covered by renter's insurance.
Does my landlord have to replace my personal property if it was damaged or destroyed by the fire? Generally, no. Unless for some reason in your lease agreement there was a clause that either included the renter on the homeowner's insurance policy or specifically said that they would cover in the event of a loss, then it's possible. But if the lease is silent on it, there's nothing in the law that obligates a landlord to sadly do the right thing.
A renter who went by the name of Corey asked a question that must be on the minds of all evacuees who returned home and who rent. She was out of her home for 10 days and made a plan with the man she lives with and provides professional care for.
And I sat down with him and we decided this is what we're going to do. We are going to cut off, it was like 10 days off of our rent and our utilities, but we decided we will take that time off of our rent and pay the time that we are actually in a habitable place, because that's what we're paying for.
Not a great idea, Kendall Jarvis of Legal Aid responded, because if that triggers eviction proceedings, which it did in Corey's case, it's hard to walk that back.
Something that we generally tell people, because it's very hard to backtrack and fix things once the eviction process is started, because that person, the landlord, is now decided that that's the route he wants to take. So withholding rent before you've spoken to someone or received help is generally not a great idea until you're very clear on what your rights and obligations are in that circumstance.
Lots more information was shared at this meeting, which we'll hope to bring you in coming days. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.